Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come into the Lord's day. We come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking you, dear Father, to look down upon us and love us and own us as your children. We come praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will continue to go out into this world, preaching, teaching, and carrying the gospel to all of the souls who are meeting and grouping in darkness. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we come in contact with those souls, let us preach the word so bold and so forcefully that they will come asking, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, as we preach and teach your word, that we, your children, will continue to show love in our hearts for one another. Help us to always stand firm on the battlefield, never knowing defeat or retreat, but always marching home to glory. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, march, help us to extend our love to this world, to a dying and perishing generation who know not Jesus Christ and the pardons of their sins. We're asking you, dear Father, to help us teach these things and let our light so shine that the world will see it and come asking, what must they do to be saved? And once they come, let us humble ourselves and teach and preach your word so we can carry it out to all of the world. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who come here and who know not Jesus Christ. We're praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will go out into this world, shake a fist of rebellion in the face of Satan, and teach your word so bold and so forcefully that we will bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go as your teachers and preachers in this world, that you will help us to show love, teach the world what love is about, the kind of love that Jesus Christ had for us when he went to the cross and died. We're also praying to you, dear Father, as we go as your children, that we will reach out and visit our sick, touch all of those who are incarcerated, touch all of those who are locked up and can't get here, touch all of those who desired to be and could not, and those who could have been here and chose not to be. Let us, your children, show them the way back home. We're also praying, dear Father, for our preacher brothers, those who stand bold and declare your word, those who are trying to make their calling and election sure. Help us to stand with them, Father, so they can be fit subjects for the cause of Christ. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who come visit and fellowship with us. We pray that you will continue to love them, care for them, keep your strong arm of protection around them, and help them to preach and teach the word. We're also asking you, dear Father, for all of those who stand firm on the word of God. Let them not grow weary in well-doing, and let them not fall in love with this world. We're praying, dear Father, that they will continue to stand firm on the word of God, always willing to march and do what thus saith the Lord. We're also asking you, dear Father, for all of those who desire the truth. Help us as your children to go to them with the truth, to teach and preach the word of God. Let us preach it so bold and so forcefully that Satan will have to go somewhere else. And once that we rest and collected all of your children, let us march arm in arm into glory. Let us never know defeat or retreat. Let us not turn back. Let us not fall in love with this world. But let us be the chosen of Jesus Christ. And if we do all of these things and have been found faithful in your sight, we're asking that you will grant us a home in that up and better kingdom, where we can sing praises to your high and holy name now and forevermore. Let us all say amen.